Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I've been new, I've been soft. Yeah. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. Yeah. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Delicent every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. We back at it again, all right? Thank you for tuning in to the Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. What's happening, Mo? Mo Bizzle.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Black? What's up, world? What's up, people? You know what I'm saying? You know, come kick it with us tonight.
Salute
up,
to our
up,
top
man.
Five countries, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, and Brazil. Brazil hitting so hard. They about to knock Canada to number five. Damn. So salute to Brazil. You know, that number four spot, Canada don't hold on to it for long because I guess our listener base is consistent in Canada, so they just keep getting just flopped all over the place in Canada. But salute to the top five and all of the other countries that's tuning in with us each and every single Sunday night, listening to our craziness right here on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. We love you. Tell a friend and another friend and another friend. Tizax, So I sent you something on Facebook. When you get time, just go over that whole thing. I think you really enjoy it. It's more informational. You know, like it's a little guidance, and we'll talk about that next week. Because I know by the time I sent it to you, you didn't have the time to like look at the whole thing before you.
So it must be deep,
but it's super deep.
Okay, I'm gonna check that out because you know I got some time next week. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my vacation.
It's on a spirit.
So.
Like he's so amazing. But we're gonna talk about it next week. Like I'm gonna make sure, and then that's like that can be our topic for next week. Like we can dive into it. But he actually is a Moor. Right, and for the people that don't know, you know, Moors, they're very powerful, insightful people, but keep in mind, back in the day, the Moors are who sold our ancestors into slavery. So our own people sold us into slavery, and it was the Moors. He is a Moor, and the way that he explains things, he used the Bible to explain the God in you. The stuff that's in the Bible that they don't go over in church, that's the stuff that he used and go over. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's super deep, man. It's crazy.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. He does these lives. He does them often, but not, like, a lot. But on Sundays, he get on, and that's, like, your food, you know, your food for growth and your food for thought. It's a good thing.
I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
We'll begin,
it's a good thing. It's a good thing. So, how was your week, man?
Yo, my week was busy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm getting ready for my trip to the Midwest. Like, I fly out on Tuesday. So, I'm just, you know, tying up loose ends, running errands. So, that was a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I'm basically ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I just got to pack. I'll probably, like, pack tomorrow. And then, like, my B-Day / anniversary was yesterday. So
yes, I seen it. Happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
I said I was going to tell
you
when we get on here. You know, you doing big. So you got married on your birthday, though, right?
Yeah. I solidified that, you know, 6 years ago and just I brought my wife into the fold, you know what I'm saying, on the August 8th. So, yeah, so it was cool, man. We went out to this spot in Brooklyn. It was, like, right up the street. It's called the Gold Room. New kind of like restaurant / lounge. The dope part about it is it's literally a block away from my house. So, you know, see, I was able to just roll up in there, chill out, have some drinks. And then, you know, we had my wife ended up getting like she know I like banana pudding. So I didn't even know they had like banana pudding cake. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was good, man. Popped a nice, then like, you know, one of our friends just, started this like little wine business that seemed to be doing pretty well, so I'm sipping on some sangria from that. So it was good, man. Yesterday was turned up, but now it really kicked
happy,
in the gear.
Well, happy solar return and happy anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. So it was cool,
my
man.
Photographer actually got married yesterday as well. That 8/8 is something serious.
Yeah, man, that's a deep day. You know what I'm saying? I think it's.
It is.
I'm
I want you to look it up.
I know.
Okay.
I feel it. I don't even got to look it up. I feel it. This is me. This is my energy. So I know.
Yeah, man. Wow. I didn't know you got married on your birthday. But, I mean, that's so unselfish of you to share such an important day with somebody. So, but I know how strategic you are and how deep you think before making a decision. So I know you made
this
decision saying this is going to be it. You know.
Chess moves, you know. Life is a game of chess.
Oh, chess. So, this week, my kid started homeschooling. And as you guys know, I've been saying for years that I want him to go to homeschooling before this whole COVID situation. I just want to ask you, when you went to the Gold Room, did everybody have a mask on in there? How was that?
Yeah, all right, so this is how it was. So when you roll up, you know what I'm saying, because, like, the way they got it, well, in New York City at least, I can't speak for all the other states and cities, but, you know, especially since it's summertime, these restaurants, they can't have the restaurants aren't open inside unless you come in there for takeout or just going to the restaurant. But outside is where they set it up. So these restaurants is really getting it, you know what I'm saying? The restaurants that have, like, some space. And, you know, New York is a bunch of blocks, so so the way they have it, like, they got all these little tables just around the restaurant, you know what I'm saying, going around and it's outside. So it really makes for just nice ambiance, you know what I'm saying? So, but to answer the question directly, I mean, you know, because people are eating and drinking. So, you know, the tables are 6 feet apart and then it's just you and your party. Y'all are, you know, in your own little, you know, little part, the 6 feet from the next table. So And because you're eating and drinking, you don't have your mask on. So that's how it is as far as the Gold Room was. But, you know, any place of business that you go into New York, and I got to give kudos to Cuomo, you know what I'm saying? I think he's, you know, New York is doing the best that we can, you know what I'm saying, with all the, because we like the most, you know, biggest city in the world, you know what I'm saying?
Well, not anymore.
Well, you know, well, we right up there in top three, you know what I'm saying, if not. But what I'm saying is it's people on top of people. But I will say this, COVID has been like the one silver lining, at least for New York, is much cleaner because New York is so much people, it could get just hot and musty and dingy and like, you know what I'm saying? But now, since this COVID has taken place, you know, the subways is much cleaner. I'm sorry to hear about it was a lot of homeless that would be on the subways and stuff like that, but they definitely cleaned that up. And then, you know, people just give each other space now. People respect your personal space because in New York, it's people on top of people. But because of this COVID, people are, you know, really, you know, just giving people their space because they don't want to get sick. And then I will say this too, any place of business you go to in New York City, you have to have your mask on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like you have to have it. So, and then people just been really, you know, really, really trying to just cope with it. So what I mean by that is most people, when I go outside, you know, people are close to each other. They have a mask on. You know, I usually wear my mask when I'm just running errands, but I always have it in my pocket. So when I get ready to go into the store, I just put it on. So that's how it's been up here. What's up with Atlanta? How has that been?
As
far as where y'all at?
Atlanta's been cool. I asked that question because I was going to go forward with something. Okay, so here's why I asked this question.
Okay.
I asked this question because kids went back to school here, right?
Mm.
And there was this one photo that was going viral, and it was like a bunch of kids in the hallway, and nobody had a mask. You know, they were just vibing, doing their thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, that sparked a lot of concern. Like, you know, hey, why are these kids out here like this? And then when I seen the report, it was just saying 9 kids, you know, had tested positive for corona.
Oh, shit.
And so that brought up the next thing to me was like, okay, out of all of these kids that was in here, in this hallway, you mean to tell me only 9 kids tested positive for corona? So I really was on some old other shit, like, what the hell do they got going on?
What you mean? I don't get it. I mean, the 9 people, it's like a cold, you know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to catch a cold, but the people that came in contact, that, you know, that germ was open, they caught the flu, you know what I'm saying? I would think it's the same type of way with this, you know what I'm saying? I bet in the wintertime, if we did a poll on, you know, how many people actually have the cold or the flu, it'll probably be like the way we're saying with this this whole coronavirus thing. I mean, I just think it's so, I don't know, it's so odd and so crazy. And then, like, I mean, I just don't know. I think you just got to play it by ear. I don't, you know, real talk, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to my partner Aldo, you know what I'm saying? My dude Aldo, he called in, you know, a couple times, and we chopped it up on the show. But we just talking about, man, I mean, not to make light of it, but I probably didn't had COVID twice or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And got rid of it, and you know
that's
what I'm saying? It seemed like that's just what the fuck
it
is.
Listen, you know that's where I'm going with it, right? I'm sorry, I had paused because I was just looking at my work schedule. Some said go in there and look at this damn schedule. And apparently they didn't do my work schedule right because I'm supposed to be off for the next 3 days and I'm not. But this is where I was going with this, right? So follow me.
What's
on
up?
This.
All right.
Only 9 people, you know, only 9 kids thus far, you know, in that area had tested positive for corona. Then to me it seems like it's something that is like, you know, not the common cold. It can be a little bit worse. But it's also like a pneumonia flu bug going around as well. It's like a pneumonia going around as well.
Yeah.
So anything that you pass away from, you know, is going to be COVID, right, to further the pandemic. So this pneumonia is like the deadly pneumonia. So the people that are dying, it's not dying from COVID. They're dying from this fucking pneumonia that's going around. Now, I'm not saying that COVID is not real and X, Y, and Z, but I was just telling my friend the other day, okay, boom. He had some coworkers that was out, that was at work, and they had tested positive for COVID. Of course, was nothing wrong with them, so they were still at work. But they were wearing their masks, okay? Now, granted, they were wearing their masks. He's wearing his mask. But when he went and got tested, because, you know, they tested, they told him that he had COVID. But mind you, he has not been sick, okay? Now, he had already self-quarantined for a week. So before he got all of this stuff back, I had seen him. So he had came around me. And I was like, flip it out. Like, nigga, you came around me and you got, you know,
hey, honey, you got COVID. You got COVID.
What the, you know, all this other stuff that I'm doing. And he goes, but how do you know that you got it? And I was like, because you got it. And you was around me for like 8 hours. And he goes, but that doesn't mean that you got it. The power's in the tongue. He was like, and furthermore, he said, the way that I'm feeling, we probably done had this shit several times over.
That's what I'm trying to say. Our body's
fighting up because, you know, all you need is one time for something foreign to enter your body, then your body know how to fight it off.
Yeah,
so he's like, we probably done had it in our body's been fighting it off because, I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with me. The only thing he was doing was sleeping. And I believe, like, really, like they say sleeping a lot is a side effect, but really when you sleep, your body be aching, you can't talk, you can't do this, you can't do that. Now, you know, from time to time, he'll clear his throat, but, like, there's nothing wrong with him. That's just in general. And he probably, like, working these long hours, his body needed that rest. You know what I'm saying? Because he's trying to live his life. So his body really catching up on rest, but it's nothing really wrong with him. So I was like, well, they say, like, 2 days. You know what I'm saying? You got 2 days before, you know, you find out or whatever the case may be, it's something wrong. I mean, I'm on my 2 days. It's still nothing wrong. So I was really sitting back like, okay, well, we'll see come Monday. You know what I'm saying? Of course, me, I was, you know, putting my face over a bowl of steaming hot water with lemon and lime.
Shout out
and
to
stuff
my grandmother. That's for my grandmother, one of them grandmother remedies right there.
Yeah,
that's
was breathing that
right
in. I still do it every morning and goggling and making sure I wash my hands.
That steam is good.
But he was like, dude, ain't nothing wrong with me. He's like, I got to quarantine for like another week because I've already quarantined for 1 week, but it's nothing wrong with me. What if, you know, we've really, really had it? And so the thing about it is like the guy Will from the thing I sent you on Facebook, he talks about it. He says, I've never worn a mask out here, period. He's one of those people. And then, you know, the media.
You
got
to wear it if you're going to a place of business, though. Right?
I mean, but at the same time, who knows what he's doing, you know, if he's not. But whenever we see him and he's on his lives and he's driving and he's walking around, he doesn't have on a mask. So my whole thing to you is, you know, like he said, what makes COVID bad? The media makes it bad because they keep repeating
the
same thing over and over. And guess what? If you keep hearing the same thing over and over, guess what you're going
to
be? It's going to
seep into you.
They tell you, don't keep calling my child bad because they're going to be bad. You know, whatever a person hears over and over and over again, that's what they're going to believe. So I said, well, my ex-fiance, he just passed from COVID. He said, but do you absolutely know that he passed from COVID? I said, no. He says, okay, no problem. Because everybody going to go from COVID. But I do know they got this pneumonia. That's what the people are. Everybody's not getting hit with this pneumonia, but the lady, she documented her whole process. Her eyes bulged out of her head. Her blood vessels in her eyes was showing like this pneumonia was whooping her ass. And she came back from it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of oxygen or whatever. But the people that have COVID, like the girl across the way, she had COVID. She had just came home with a new baby, and she had COVID, and she got around it, or whatever the case may be. But what I'm saying is the people that, you know, like the normal people, they walking around, like having COVID. I'm seeing all kind of parties and everything. So if COVID was as worse, as bad as they saying it is, we would have way more deaths.
It's so. I mean, look. At this point, I'm just
man,
I'm just doing me,
on,
man.
Y'all niggas on the
phone. Right. Yeah, like, I mean, that's why I just asked you. You was hanging out at the bar. So I was like, you know, how was it? Y'all was eating and drinking and, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all ain't have no mask on and y'all at the bar. So I'm just,
I mean, that's my thing.
My
wife wore her mask walking up, because my wife, she don't play. She put her mask on as soon as she stepped, you know, out our place. Me, I like wait till, like, you know, once I have to put it on, I'll put it on. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I'm not in nobody's face and nothing like that. I don't want nobody to be in my face like that. You know what I'm saying? So, but I am cautious. Plus, I'm about to go back to, you know, to Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? And mother and all that.
A few weeks ago,
so,
I made the statement about this new round of infection.
I think
right?
Last week you said it. Yeah, last week.
Right.
You said it.
And it was last week or the week before that. I don't know. I'm getting older. But the statement was like when COVID first popped off in America, right? You see what I'm saying? Everybody knew somebody who had it, right? But this new wave, yeah, that was last week. But then y'all said that the fat dude had wound up dying or some shit. But then this time, you see what I'm saying? It's like you have all these new ass infections, but you really don't know no new people this time. Well, except for on Black Sense, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like the first time motherfuckers dropping out flies like out here you if you caught it, you died. It was real. You see what I'm saying? Niggas was dead. Like, fuck. What the fuck?
Shit.
This time they're talking about the numbers are picking up out here, but ain't nobody dying. Matter of fact, I don't know nobody out here this time. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying that it ain't padded. I'm not saying that it is padded. I'm just saying it's a different experience, this new surge. So is this new surge accurate, or this new surge is something that they're using to keep you under control?
Yeah, I mean, who knows?
But like he said, who's to say that this? Okay, granted. Now, my ex fiance was a big guy. He was like 6'5", 6'6", 300 and something pounds, probably pushing more than that. So, you know, he already had breathing problems.
Okay, so that didn't help him.
He already was, you know what I'm saying? He was a big fella. So if he had his asthma flared up and was bothering him, right? Because remember I told you guys about a couple months ago, I said I walked out the door. It was at nighttime. I walked out the door to take my trash out, and I smelled something in the air. It was very faint, but it smelled like, it smelled like the old mosquito spray. It was very, very faint. And I was like, they spraying something in this air. I don't know what they spraying, but they spraying something in the air. Yeah. I had said it. You know what I'm saying? And and as soon as, like, I said it, that's when I was like, my chest kind of feel tight. And I've been in my house. I don't go nowhere. I get my grocery delivered. I get everything delivered to my door. I don't go anywhere.
It's funny
okay?
that you say that, though. Yeah, I got something to add to that when you finish.
But
no,
I don't go anywhere.
Oh,
so that it was so funny to me because I'm like, I don't go nowhere. Why my chest feel tight? And like my face. Like
no.
If you ever had an asthma attack, because like if you ever had an asthma attack and you're not getting enough oxygen, your face feel like it's breathing. You know what I'm saying? And so I was going through that for like a month. And I'm like, it's something that they putting in this air. I know it.
So I stopped going out.
Peep this.
It's funny you said that too because – you know, every so often, you know, because, you know, I'm in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, I just get around, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I might be walking, doing some errands or whatever. And, you know, right now I got everything that as far as the business that I do is all in the vicinity of Brooklyn. So, you know, I'm able to just get around. But, you know, it's funny that you say that because every so often just walking or whatever, breathing just normally, you know what I'm saying? I do. You know how, like, your body can sense, like you just said, like, you can sense something, like, if something in the air breathes a certain way, and it's like, yo, that shit feel weird. You know what I'm saying? A little something that you go back to normal. So it is something. It's something to that. I don't know.
It's something that they're feeding
the
in the air, right, for
it
this to go, right? Because if this is an airborne germ, listen, if you look at the statistics,
like,
the airborne germ, this virus
yeah.
dies at a certain point, right? It is a very short-lived virus. So what are you doing to keep it going if people are wearing masks, et cetera, et cetera? It's something that they're feeding in, to me, you know, it feels like there's something that they're feeding in the air to keep this shit going, because there's no way in hell that something that's short-lived as this is still going in the manner that it's going. It just doesn't make sense at all. So I said that to say, you know, I'm monitoring to see how I am, but it's nothing really wrong with him. The girl over there who tested positive for COVID, nothing actually happened to her. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting in here all day like, okay, am I going to get a fever? You know, and I'm like, I'm okay as of right now. So I'm not saying, like, okay, nothing can happen to anybody. I'm just saying that I'm being mindful. I was around somebody that I knew had, that I know now have it, but who's to say that anybody that I could have been around before, that they didn't have it? Because everybody that I know now is still going out. They still in the streets. They still moving around. So that's the thing for me. I'm like, everybody out moving around but me. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody doing their thing but me. I'm sitting my crazy butt at home in the house, canceling trips, canceling this. You know,
nah,
I was just trying to go to Jamaica.
Now to open New York back up, I'm moving. I'm shaking. I'm moving.
I was just trying to go to Jamaica. We can't even go to Jamaica from Georgia because Georgia's considered a hot state. You can't even go. You can't even enter Jamaica. You got to go to one of these very low-profile places if you want to travel anywhere abroad that's allowing people to come from the United States.
I mean, life is like an adventure now. Straight up.
Man, it's still, but let's get one thing straight. It's still a virus. You see what I'm saying? The virus is mutated. Every state, every region has a different strain of the fucking virus. You see what I'm saying? Like, look at Ebola. Ebola used to kill you. You know what I'm saying? Ebola had a 100% success rate in killing the occupant. You see what I'm saying? But viruses, they learn, they mutate, they grow more dormant. You see what I'm saying? Because they want to survive. And no, COVID is not a short-lived virus, because China been fighting this shit since 2019, the beginning of 2019. You see what I'm saying? When I was over there, they were fighting this shit. They just didn't call it COVID. But like Vietnam is more viral. Like, they just dying. They dropping like flies out there right now. Over here, supposedly, you see what I'm saying? This round, this new surge of fucking COVID is more of a, all right, you tested positive, but bam, ain't nothing really popping off. So are you testing positive
like
for SARS, or are you testing positive for COVID-19? Like, which one is it?
Yeah. And you know
or
what?
Which one?
No, which one is it? Are you testing positive for SARS, or are you testing positive for COVID-19? Because it's the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same fucking thing, it's just different strength. So it just depends on who actually fuck around and did the test.
And his just came back as a trace of COVID.
Right. You feel what I'm saying?
One other thing is kind of crazy.
But by the time he tested, he had already sat down for, like, you know, probably a week, a little bit more than that. So he didn't – he came back as a trace.
Right.
That's why he was like, man, you tripping. Like, you know, it was just a trace. Like, it ain't like, you know, they said I'm full blown, you know, out of here. It's a trace. And I'm like, shit. I mean, but if you had a trace and then you come around me, what does that mean? Does that mean that I get a trace? Or that means that shit fully evolved? What does it mean? Tell me.
You know what? I'm wondering this too. I'm wondering, like, because, you know, like, this is the last point that we get to the topic, right? I'm just saying, being that this is 2020, and you know, you seen it in New Orleans, smooth, Black, you seen it in Atlanta, I'm seeing it in New York, you know, when people wearing masks and shit. And this is like, is this the new evolution of where we at? You know what I'm saying? Because look, years and years ago, everybody's walking barefoot, and then all of a sudden, motherfuckers start wearing shoes. Okay, back in the day, niggas just walk around with their dicks out. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, like, yo,
I still
hold on.
Wear my dick out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like, hold on, let me get this
my
leaf.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying? Let me put this leaf on here and cover this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Then, fuck, you know, cats was, you know, like, fuck it. You know, when it get cold, I'm about to fuck around and rock this fur. You know what I'm saying? I done stabbed up this animal, and I'm putting this fur in. It's warm. You know what I'm saying? Or now, I got this hat on. You know what I'm saying? I'm covering my head up now. You know what I'm saying? Then it was like, oh, shit, the sun is out. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to put on these sunglasses. Well, I need to read something. I'm putting on these glasses. And now it's just like, oh, motherfuckers got germs now. Like, I got this mask on. Like, is this just going to be our new evolution of life? I'm just wondering. You know what I'm saying? This shit might just be just a, like wearing a hat now. You know what I'm saying? It might not ever go away. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody getting more comfortable with it.
Oh, well, so
that's all I wanted to say. it's just odd, but it's life. You know what I'm saying? It's evolution at the same time. But yeah, let's get into the topic though. Enough of this fucking shit. So what's up, Black? What are we talking about? All
right. So the topic is what?
Oh well. All right. Look. So look. Here's the topic tonight, then. So Black, you know, put out the blast. So it is. What is a woman's role in raising a family? And I'm eager to know, to get Smooth's interpretation of this, man, because not to put you out on glass, but 12 kids, you got to be an expert in this.
I'm fucking saying not to put me on glass, but then blast me.
Well, I'm going to start out, right? Because I know Smooth's going to take it and run with it, so I'm going to start.
Yeah, I'm going to hear what Smooth got. Smooth got 12 different directions.
I'm going to start out because Smooth is going to take it and run with it. And mutilated and some other things, but I'm pretty sure that we're gonna be in agreement on some things. Now, okay, boom. I was sitting back and I was listening to the God talk, and I was just paying attention to a lot of different things, right? So, you know, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion got the new song out called WAP. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
with Denver Wet Ass Pussy.
Too.
And you know what I'm saying? This song, I haven't seen such a major uproar on a song since 2 Live Crew Band in America, like since the
really?
Me So Horny song. And Me So Horny song,
yeah,
if you don't know, in the 80s, they were
that's
the first rap group that got banned, and then they had to go and fight for their rights to, you know, do what they do.
You
know what
I'm
saying? Like,
okay,
Uncle Luke, and that was like in the 80s.
Sure.
Yeah, that's in the 80s, right? And that's when the white folks was like, oh, the lyrics are so vulgar. And you got so many people,
wow,
senators and football players and everybody weighing in on this song because they talking about they got some wet ass pussy. As much as these men talk about women and degrade women and demean women, this song has been so popular. Now, in the song, they say, I don't cook, I don't clean, but I still got a ring. That's what Cardi B said. You know what I'm saying? And now they questioning, like, oh, well, is this how you supposed to raise your children and this, this, that, and the other, and so on and so forth.
That's how you know it's a banger.
You promote not being a good wife and, you know, I think it brought up a lot of controversy. So this is why I want this, because, listen, this topic is the way it is. What is a woman's role in raising her family? Now, in raising her family, that means, like, everybody in the household. That's your mate. That's your children. That's everything. What is her role? Now, we can take this to the flip side, and I'm going to take this to the flip side because this is what I do. You got Cardi B and Offset, right? When you see Cardi, she posting her daughter dressed like her, she with her daughter, she bring her family on the road with her to watch her daughter. If she's going to do a show when her daughter can travel, you know what I'm saying? She's always my daughter, my daughter, my daughter, you know what I'm saying? And she has a past, but she looks like, because I don't know her personally, a great mom. You know what I'm saying? Now, she can talk that talk and walk that walk, but she's a great mom. Now, you take that and you flip that shit over, right? You got somebody like Gabrielle Union. This demon could not have kids on her own. You know what I'm saying? So she went and got a surrogate to have a child, and then she corrupted the man's other child that she has. She corrupted his other child. And now, you know, you got a boy that want to be a girl at a very young age, and then you got a daughter that's always looking mean, like when she able to talk, she telling it all. Okay? Now, Gabrielle Union is what they call a model woman. You know, she got the family, she got the career, you know, all of this other good stuff, but you walk around with a grown-ass man that wears skirts. You know what I'm saying? Now, when you talk about something that is being said out of a person's mouth as far as lyrics, boom, I add me to the mix, okay? I'm a person like Cardi B. I have a past. I've been through what I've been through, but I have my children. I always have my children. My son, what the f- my son has never been to grade school. This is his first year going to grade school. And with this being his first year going to grade school, he went and scored, you know what I'm saying, very decent on all of his tests. You feel me? Kudos to mama. I don't have nobody that come in. Mommy do this shit. You feel me? So,
yeah.
And me, I say some shit like what Cardi B them said, you know, because I feel like, fuck it, I'm still a God.
You
I can speak what I want to speak, right?
Like you got
so,
that
man, listen, for the right thing, boy, that thing, that'd be sumo. Like, but tsunami. But listen, so what is a woman's role? Because why can't Cardi B be a mother and a wife when singing her lyrics the way she said, if she don't cook all well? Now, when I say some shit like, okay, that's just like saying women belong in the kitchen. Now, granted, y'all know how I feel. I feel like a woman's role is her role and a man's role is his role. I still cook. I still clean. I still do all of these other things that I'm supposed to do in the household. And I'm in the household, right? But I still run my career and, you know, all this other stuff. But I'm at home. That's my choice, right? Who's to say, like, it's kind of contradictory to me because who's to say that she got to stay home and cook and clean and all this and she's a fucking multimillionaire? She telling you she got some wet-ass pussy. Now, you got somebody like Gabrielle Union, how you going
to
praise her?
This.
And, you know, she done converted a whole boy to a whole goddamn woman. You was on the whole Obama agenda. You know what I'm saying? In your household.
So who's right? But I'm going
to
go last. I got a lot to say about this topic. So,
like who's right? Like, what's a woman's role to you know what I'm saying, in the household? Like I didn't know that it was a requirement that a woman had to sit down and talk about cooking and cleaning. Like that, you taking it back. You know, y'all being disrespectful at this point, talking about what she talking about in her song and why she doing this. Man, fuck that. I cook and clean and do all of that shit, and these niggas still ain't right. So at what point are they going to realize, you know, you got something good, you got to do the right thing or whatever? Like, who the fuck came up with these rules that a woman got to talk a certain way, dress a certain way, act a certain way? Because that shit came from over here. That's some old white man shit that they done implemented on everybody. You dress how the fuck you want to. You talk how you want to. That don't make you any less than anything. That don't make you any less than anything. And she getting chips. So this song has spiked a huge controversy because of the lyrics, but if she got wet pussy, then she got wet pussy. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, I need help from the fellas.
Well, look, like I said, I got a lot to say. I'll let Smooth take it first, though. Or I'll go. All right. Well, I'll go. Y'all still here, right?
I think he put you on mute because he had all that shit going on.
No, man, look, you shut the fuck up. All I did was step outside the house. Anyway, no, I'm still here. I was just waiting for Black to actually answer the fucking question. I mean, what is the
I didn't
role?
Answer it. I get because I knew I was given a long situation. You know, when I got to explain the topic, I let y'all go first and I come in at the ass end. Because we're going to pretty much say the same thing I already know. But go ahead.
Well, I'll take it then. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, what is a woman's role in raising a family? And then, well, look, I think, especially in the United States, you know, everything's just changing as far as like, because you know what? Basically, it all comes down to resources. What resources do you have as a unit, as a family unit? And then you cater to those resources that you have. So in the song with WAP, I mean, in the song WAP, you know what I'm saying? Cardi B talking that, she can talk that and she can say, I don't cook and clean because she has the resources. Now she's had a lucrative career now where she has enough money to have a personal chef, you said she brings her family on the road. So she's got, you know, people to watch her daughter when she's working. You know what I'm saying? She has resources like that. And I'm sure she got that WAP. You know what I'm saying? So she can talk that talk. So, you know, I just think, especially, you know, the way gender roles is, and I don't agree with everything. I think, you know, you got to practice, hopefully I'm saying the word right, discernment, where, you know, you got to just go with what works for you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't rock with none of that homosexuality type guy stuff. But there's certain things that I'm like, you know, if the, like with me and my wife, you know what I'm saying? We got certain things that we do. My wife, she works, I work, and we don't have children at this point, and we are able to make our life work the way we work because, you know, we got different resources that can work a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Now, if we did have children, then maybe some things would have to change. Well, you know, maybe she would need to be at home more, or maybe I would need to be at home more. It all depends. And I know, like, me, personally, it's funny because I was raised by a bunch of strong women, you know what I'm saying, like, in my, you know, in my family, you know what I'm saying? But I had some male figures to look to, you know, I had some uncles and my grandfather and stuff like that. But at the same time, because I was raised by, you know, strong women, I know how to clean. I know how to cook. So I know how to, like, if I did have kids, I know that's the main. I don't want my kids eating fast food and all this bullshit. I'm going to cook, you know what I'm saying? Because I want my kids to eat a certain way, you know what I'm saying, if I do choose to have that. So I just think, you know, the way it is now, and now more than ever, women, well, before COVID hit, women, you know, was, you know, we got equal rights, so to speak, for men and women. So if they got a job that can be done by either gender, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? So if the woman is making money and she, you know, a career woman, she ain't going to have time to be cooking and cleaning. So sometimes the roles change. You know what I'm saying? So I just think, you know, you got to just, whatever resource that you have in your home, you got to make do. And certain women have been groomed that way. You know what I'm saying? I don't think my wife really was groomed that way. So, you know, to be honest with you, her father spoiled her. You know what I'm saying? So she didn't really have, my wife was the only child, so she didn't really have to cook and clean and stuff like that. So that's not in her like that. But she was, you know, brought up to get her education and, you know, get out the career goals. So that's the resources that she brings. You know what I'm saying? And I got certain things that I bring. You know what I'm saying? And we just coexist. So, but like I said, it's adaptability. You know what I'm saying? If I had a woman that was really into like that nurturing type of aspect, which a lot of women do have, where they like want to like have those old school values. They want to cook. They want to clean. Maybe that would make me want to have more children. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the resource that I have, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I really think it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, as far as that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to add right then, and I'll jump back in it. But I'm eager to hear what you got to say, Spoon, because like I said, you got a few different families. So, like, how do you look at it? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So would you? No, I was just, you know, wanting to get your point of view. You know what I'm saying? How do you look at this whole question? Like, you know, what is a woman's role in raising a family? And just from your, you know, from your viewpoint, yeah, from your experience.
The only role that a female has in raising a family, right, is providing that nurturing moment that comes with fucking estrogen. Okay? I'm testosterone. The bitch is estrogen. I'm 0 to 100 in a half a second, right? Like, nigga, matter of fact, to be honest with you, you need both sides. You need that balance, right? So the female's job is to balance the testosterone that I distribute out. I'm hard, bro. The mom's nurturing. Cooking ain't got shit to do with raising. Cooking don't have shit to do with being a role model. Matter of fact, what the fuck is the question? Like, what is the woman's role in raising a family?
That's the question. This is Black's question. So, yeah.
So,
what
is the woman's role? Right. The woman's role. Yeah. His role is to nurture the fucking family. That's it. That's it. It ain't
nurture.
Got shit to
okay.
do with fucking raising a child. Because when you look at, like you were saying earlier, what about the fucking resources, blahs and blahs, you got money,
yeah,
all this other good shit. Like, yeah, money gives you, money affords you different things. So, like, depending on one of my baby mamas, depends on if the bitch got a nanny or not. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. There you go. Resources,
so,
like I said.
But mind you, the fucking nanny don't raise the child. That's not, you know what I'm saying, that's not the fucking role. The nanny's there to help out. Don't get me wrong, the bitch might get lazy or some shit, but when I ain't around, or when I am around, you see what I'm saying? It's a competitive, it's two opposing forces. Because I can be hard as shit, and then the mom can be soft, right? Or she can be hard on some shit, and I'll be soft. But the child get both sides of it.
Yeah, that balance.
That's
yeah,
all,
I mean, that's
man,
why.
That's all it is. Like, we can talk about Gabrielle Union all we want, but at the end of the day, it's still the man's responsibility to make sure his fucking son is a man in training and not no fucking, you know.
Female. Yeah, female. Exactly. No, I get it. Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah,
but
so, nah, I mean,
the only role that a bitch have is to provide the estrogen. That's it. Look, I don't really understand, though. Matter of fact, where did this topic come from? Because, like, look, honestly, out here, you see what I'm saying, man? We vibe with the wet-ass pussy. Man, look, niggas.
Yeah,
boy,
my niggas right now,
boy, look, we having flashbacks. Look, motherfuckers talking about bitches from the 90s and shit with that wet-ass pussy, you know what I mean? Man,
hell
look,
yeah.
I'm looking at my baby mom like, look, bitch, you going to get this dick today. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
But, like, I don't do social media, so I really don't. I'm not exposed to no, you know what I'm saying, the hatred of the song or some shit. We love this shit out here. Look, matter of fact, I seen a bitch, because I'm at racetrack right now, getting a little tea or some shit, right? They got a bitch out here, and she got the fucking, she already made a shirt with the WAP on the back, wet-ass pussy.
Yeah, ugly bitch.
If the bitch was cute, I probably would have hollered at the old bitch. She kind of ugly. I ain't fuck with her. Like, look, I'm 38. I just can't be fucking all these bitches no more. I need some quality.
So Sukiana, she's so ghetto and ratchet, right? And she's grown so much, though, but she made a statement about it, you know, and she was saying like this, listen, your grandmama should have told you, don't come home with no empty stomach and no wet pocketbook in empty pockets, right? And I think that we, even myself included, like, especially when I got out the game, I was, like, focused on, like, me growing, building, and having love and X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? But it's a certain standard that I've always held myself to, and I realized that I had to find my balance in this standard here that I held myself to. I don't have to be like, you know what I'm saying, like I was, like on some fuck you pay me type stuff, but it's really like, okay, you got to really see what they bring to the table. Because if they can't bring that to the table, but they can come over here and tell you how much they love you, they can put dick in you, but when you need something, they can't offer you nothing, and you know you giving them some good work and X, Y, Z. You just like the quote-unquote females with the morals that have issues with this song. You know what I'm saying? The females that have issues with this song is the ones that men are going out to get the wet pussy because you really don't have the wet pussy, but he love you, and you what his family want to see him with, and then he go out and get the wet pussy and spend his money over there. That's what I feel. And people got mad at Suki because she was saying, listen, you gotta get money. Don't let this man sleep on you and you ain't getting nothing from him, period.com. And that's just the way it is. It's kind of like, okay, if you're going to go out here and you're going to sleep around, get something out of the situation. You know what I'm saying? And that's just that on that. Right. If you can't get nothing out of the situation, then there's no point in doing what you're doing. And then you got men that don't want to contribute nothing to the situation, but then when you be like, okay, no, it's a price tag on my shit, then it's, oh, man, you got turned out. You this, you that. So the moral of the story is everybody going to always have something to say when the situation isn't conducive to them, right? But I'm just sitting here trying to figure out how everybody praising Gabrielle Union, and you talking bad about these chicks.
Hold up. So what is the bitch's role in raising the family again? Because you did all the talking, and you ain't giving me my answer.
Well, which one? You talking about Cardi B or the...
No, I'm talking about what... I want to know what your opinion is.
Well, my thing is the woman role is what it is. I feel like you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. If she don't cook and clean, then she don't cook and clean. She still got her dude. She still got a ring. They gifted each other 500.
And the female.
Man, the role is whatever is conducive for your relationship at that time.
No. I said the bitch role was to bring violence. You know what I'm saying? On my testosterone side. You saying that the bitch role is just
man,
a bitch role.
Man, listen, whatever it is, because listen, every man is going to bring out something different. Like, the type of women that you going to motherfucking go for is not the type of women that Mo going to go for. You know what I'm saying? And we know that. Like, you know, Mo is a conservative when it comes to his wife. You like, okay, yeah, this is my wife, but bitch, you finna bust it open with this bitch here too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's every man... every relationship is different. So you there's no such thing at this point as a certain role. As a woman, yeah. I mean, to break it down in layman's terms, as a woman, you should be the leader, okay? I'm going to read something. Let me see. I don't even know if I still have it. But like Mike Tyson said he was the type of dude. I didn't even know Mike Tyson was married since 2009. Mike Tyson said he was the type
Tyson
of dude that he had to have sex every single day. He said he had to have sex every single day with a different, you know, with women because he thought everybody wanted him and he just had to have sex. He was praising himself for being 2 years with not cheating on his wife, and he'd been with her for 10 years because that's just what he felt. His wife stuck with him the whole time. He said, my wife brings balance to me. She didn't come and say, this is what can we do? She came and said, this is what we are going to do. My wife put me on the right track. My wife balanced me. So, yes, as a woman, you're supposed to bring balance in that man's life. But it's not to control what he's doing. It's not for him to control what you're doing. It's just really more so like balance. Outside of that, like, bring balance. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your children. You feel me? But also, you know what I'm saying, guide them in the right direction. It's not about allowing your child to do whatever the fuck they want to do, because at that rate, then we look where we at now. Because there's a lot of people that let their children do what they want to do, and look where the fuck we at, okay? I think more of where we came from with guiding your child to do the right things and not allowing them to do exactly what they want to do so that we can, you know what I'm saying, balance things out again. But there's no such thing. It like, I can get in a relationship and the man like to cook. If he like to cook, I'm going to let him take the ring. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it ain't mean I don't have to cook.
That's my point. That's my point.
If he okay, boom. I got a dude that me and him vibe real good, right? But at the same time, he loves to travel. He loves to go out. Me, I don't like to go out. I will travel, but I'm not trying to travel as much as he travel, because I still have my own goals that I'm trying to reach. And for that reason, that prohibited us from being together, because he wanted me on his side everywhere he went, right? So, and for me, for him, his role is go to work and let's travel, let's do what we do. Let's go hang out, let's go do this, let's go do that, right? Me, my thing is I want to be with my kids. I'm not comfortable with leaving my kids somewhere and me going out in the world partying and X, Y, and Z, and every time you turn around, I'm paying somebody to watch my kids. That's just not my vibe. I prefer to be with my kids than to be in the streets and hanging out or whatever. But that's me. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I have to align myself with somebody that's okay with that. And for him, he's like 40, he's what, is he 49? You know what I'm saying? I like older men. So he's like 49, and he still be on get-up-and-go mode. And it's just because he has lived his life, and he's able to travel and do whatever he want to do. And I don't want to come in between that. I don't want you to feel less than because I can't go out with you. So we can align in that manner, right? But then you can get somebody that always – want you to be home, and there's no balance. Like, you going to the store, they timing you, or, you know, you want to go out to the movies, like, once in a while, and they, well, you know, you can't go out past 7, only holes out past 7, and so on and so forth. So that's too much for me. It always has to be a perfect balance, you know what I'm saying, with whatever you're doing. So there's no such thing as a role when you saying, oh, well, she's not glorifying cooking and cleaning. Bitch, we're not in the motherfucking 60s. Ain't that what y'all tell us when we say the man should pay all the bills in the house? And y'all say, yeah. Oh, well, this ain't that, and that's old school, and this the new school. So why do we have to have a role then? Why we got to have a role? Why we got to glorify being in the house cooking and cleaning and barefoot and pregnant?
I'll add something else to it. Like, just, I mean, just, all right, I'm getting away from the question. I'm just getting back to the song WAP. I just think, too, that song is an anthem for just, I mean, let's, like, another just raw, harsh truth. You know what I'm saying? Women, it's a lot of women out here that's just making money with their bodies. And that song appeals to those women. You know what I'm saying? OnlyFans is the perfect thing. You know, that's like their anthem. You know what I'm saying? So that's just hustling music for these strippers, for these women that's in adult entertainment. They going hard. That song just, you know, it's just feeding their hustle. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not knocking it. I mean, and then the people that want to just talk shit and be like, yo, you ain't got to listen to the song. And then, you know, like, it's entrepreneurial what these women are doing. I'm the type of person now, like, especially the older I get, I'm learning so much shit and just, you know what I'm saying? And just downloading, you know, like the only thing I know about life now, every day it changes, man. Like whatever you thought was the case yesterday is different today. We see this every day with this whole COVID situation. So I'm just like, look, that's just the wave now. These women got a nice looks, nice bodies, and they ain't trying to, you know, have kids and have the traditional family. They want to just get out here and travel and make money with their bodies. That's them. That's their body. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people got to look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's entrepreneurial. So a lot of these women are like, oh, you want to talk down on me, but yeah, you punching a clock, waiting on your unemployment check, or whatever the case may be. Not to knock nobody that's doing that, because everybody has their own, you know, past. But you know what I'm saying? Just because this person is doing it this way and you don't rock with it that way doesn't mean, you know, you should try to look down on this person. You know what I'm saying? So I just love the expression of the song. And then to me, because we was discussing this song, like in my chat group, and it was just funny because I had some fellas that's like all traditional dudes and like, oh, nah, this is all women want to talk about their pussies and stuff like that. And then me and my dude Bravo, you know, shout out to Bravo, friend of the show, we was just kind of, saying we love this whole WAP song. Like it's cool. You know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping on it. You know what I'm saying? Like they getting it. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it, man. Like it's straight up, like the way Jay-Z talk about, you know, hustling and getting to it is the same thing that these women is doing. And Cardi B, like to me, she hit a home run with this. You know what I'm saying? I thought the promotion was dope. She like, you know, I like the picture with her and Megan, you know what I'm saying, with the whole hair thing or whatever. And then, like, you know, she had everybody wait to Friday, and then they came with a fly video. They hit it out the park, man. Like, so shout out, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I got to say about it. And then, oh, the other part I was just trying to say, it, talk to some of my fellas that was, like, against it. I used to love this group, En Vogue. You know what I'm saying? Remember En Vogue? And they had that song, Giving Him Something That He Can Feel. I was like, that's the same shit. This is the same shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, and then my one dude was like, oh, but that's classy. I'm like, yo, they saying the same shit. One just getting to Cardi and Megan, just getting to the point. You know what I'm saying? And Vogue was just beating around the bush. Wet ass pussy, giving him something he can feel. Same fucking song. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's how I know it's a hit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's sparking a debate. You know what I'm saying? And I'm with it, man. So Team WAP over here. I, you know what I'm saying? I want some of that WAP. You know what I mean? So.
You want your wife WAP? That's the only WAP you better be wanting. Anyways,
yeah.
Anyways, he get beside himself now. my whole thing is like. Like, y'all ain't blackball these other mugs. Don't be coming for somebody talking about their role. It's just the shit that I have, the shit I have seen is just absolutely nuts when it comes to this song. And
it sparked the nerves, man. That's
this
definitely
is crazy.
It's only been out, what? It ain't even been out a week. It came out on Friday. This is what, Sunday? The song's been out 3 days. You know what I'm saying? So
this quarantine, yeah, getting the people.
Yeah, man. Everybody got a opinion. That's the funny part about
everybody
it.
Everybody got a fucking opinion. But at the same time, let's get one thing straight. All right.
What's up?
Everybody has a fucking role. Like, you know, just now, you know what I'm saying, Black is Like, man, blahs and blahs, 1965 and all this other bullshit. Regardless of the fact, a role still needs to be established between that particular family. Because you can't have too many damn chiefs without no fucking ending.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're a weak-ass dude, and, you know, and you allowing the bitch to control the relationship and control the children and have niggas wearing dresses and shit, well, you know, I mean, that's just that particular role in that family. You know what I'm saying?
Not that.
I mean, as far as the female's role and raising a family, it's just to provide the balance between the hardness of the male. That's pretty much it. That's if the dude's around. Because in today's society and shit, you see what I'm saying? Niggas ain't around. Right, niggas ain't around. So, like, now the broad is is having to manifest testosterone that ain't even there.
I know, right? Yeah, that's true.
That's funny.
No, but it's true though. I'm laughing. I mean, it's like,
yeah, it's not because I'm in that situation.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, you know, especially when you got and black, I give it up to you because it's hard as hell raising men. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, you know what I'm saying? Like, she did the best she could with me. You know what I'm saying? My pops was dead, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But my mom, I give her much respect because she did have to, especially when I was young. You know what I'm saying? Before I could buck, you know what I'm saying? She had to, like, draw that, you know, every mother got that look. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, you got to chill out or she going to, you know, get that belt on you. You know what I'm saying? So she had to harbor that testosterone to kind of make me fear her at the time. You know what I'm saying? So I could keep on the right path. You know what I'm saying? So I kudos, you know what I'm saying, to that. Because a lot, especially black women, they have to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because raising a man, it's tough, you know what I'm saying? Especially the man come out the way he's supposed to. Like, kudos to all women that's doing that. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to shout you out with that. You know what I'm saying? But a woman's role in raising a family, like I said, just to piggyback on what Smooth said, definitely I think, you know, they're the nurturer because that's just a natural gift that a woman is going to have because, you know, a woman's body is made to nurture the infant. You know what I'm saying? Just her breast. You know, the woman, I mean, the child comes from the womb. So that's all just nourishment. You know, the child is developed in a woman's body. So that's just nourishment characteristics. And for that first at least 5 years, you know what I'm saying? After 5 years, that kid is attached. You know, I was a mama's boy when I was younger. Like, I, you know, not so much now, but, you know, when I was younger, like, I used to just, you know, if my mother was about to leave, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck? I remember just being young, like, getting dropped off at, like, one of my aunt's house or something like that. Like, hold on, you about to leave? Or, like, my first day of school, I still remember, like, yo, you leaving me here? Because that's just that attachment, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the nourishment a woman provides for a child. And then the man is just, you know, supposed to provide that protection, leadership, and, you know, he's supposed to just show the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? He's like their first superhero to a kid. You know what I'm saying? A kid think his father can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, you got to just balance those roles in raising a kid. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think.
Well, that's pussy. Yeah, man. I like that thing.
And we all come from WAP. We all, so I don't know how people can really be mad at it because that's where you came from. Every man.
Nah, nigga, I was a C-section baby. I don't know nothing about this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well. Yeah. All right. Well, usually we're doing. Well, that's what you still got the like for it. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got the
I
love
came out
it.
The belly. Nigga, fuck that stork butt. Drop me down, motherfucker.
No doubt.
Shot me fucked up.
No doubt. So yeah. So that's that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if y'all wanted to add anything else before we get into the chop up.
No, ready.
I'm good.
All right, so that's it. So that was going to be one of my major topics in the chop up, but it does look like that became part of the initial topic. So let's see. All right, so to introduce, so this is the world famous chop up. This is the part of the show where I like to talk my shit on things I just didn't vibe with during this week. So let's see what we got so far. Get my notes here. So we talked about WAP. So kind of on a somber note. Lebanon, real quick. I know this is going like left field to what we was talking about. That shit was crazy, man. I don't know if anybody saw that bomb. Not even a bomb. I think it was like some just chemicals that was in Beirut, Lebanon, or whatever. And it was a big ass explosion. It was a big ass mushroom cloud. I just think that's crazy, man. That side of the world, you just got to be careful, man. It seemed like they got a knack for explosives and stuff like that. Yeah, that's all I want to add on that. Like, just damn.
Man, I don't remember Beirut being an ally, so I don't give a fuck.
But still, you know, you still don't want to see just innocent people get blown the fuck up.
I don't remember Beirut being an ally.
Yeah, look, I don't either. But you know, it was still. I mean, now you know, especially with everything being captured, like with videos and shit like that, to see that. And they showed this one clip online. Of this one lady's wedding. She just got married, and then the shit just blew up and shit. But I think she was fine. But so I, that caught my attention. So, you know, not to
nigga,
not
that's
to
like
add
a,
too much
earthquake
to that.
Going off in Iran. Like, oh, look at the poor Iranians. The earthquake went off. I don't give a fuck. You're not friends. Fuck you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, that side of the world is crazy, man. Like, they, you know, like I said, it's something like they got an affinity for blowing things up, man. So just keep that over there. Keep that, keep
man,
all that over
the
there.
Earthquake
you know
that hit North Carolina today. What about
oh,
that?
Yeah, what's... Now, yeah, I mean, you put me on, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I saw
what
a trend
the
whole day.
You saw this shit on St. Barry. What about the earthquake that hit North Carolina?
Well,
today?
No, I mean, I didn't really click, you know, I didn't really check it. I heard about it, but I didn't really, like, do. I know it was another earthquake that hit Cali, about 5 days ago or whatever. So it seemed like that's that season, you know what I'm saying? It's like earthquake.
On the whole totally opposite end of America? North
but,
Carolina's
you know,
way on the east and Cali's way on the west.
Yeah, but
right,
you,
but yeah.
You got these fault lines. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
You know, I think that's that. You know, that's kind of crazy how that you know how that happened. You know, days apart basically. But you know, so I hope that, you know it seemed like the one in Cali wasn't too bad. I don't know about this one that you speaking of. I don't know if it was any casualties or anything like that. You don't really hear too many earthquakes in what you said, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often. So you wonder, like, what's really going on with that? But it is 2020 after all, so, you know, who knows, you know what I'm saying? So
2020 acting the ass, man. Look, hey, but
yeah.
I thought 2019 was a motherfucker. But, look, I was having 2019 left, but like, I'm like, man, I need to go back to 2019.
Shit,
2020
man,
gave me the blues.
2020. But you know what, though? Through all the bullshit, I don't know, man. Like I think that the end of the year is gonna be a lot better than or it's gotta be. You know what I'm saying? I think the this next 6 months is gonna be, you know, as we come back, I think it's gonna be a lot different, you know what I'm saying, as things start to open back up. But let me see what else. Everything's been kinda light, man, as far as the news this week. Oh, I do wanna shout this out. Shout out to Versus. They hit another one out the park, you know, especially the last two. Sort of, you know, 2 weeks ago, two and a half weeks ago, we had Snoop and DMX. That was dope, you know what I'm saying, just from the aspect of, because a lot of people like Snoop and DMX, that don't even make sense. But at the same time, it did because of the whole, like, dog aspects. They both, and, you know, my birthday was just yesterday, so I'm a Leo, you know, so I got lion energy, you know what I'm saying, it's just naturally to me. Everything about a lion, I kind of like, you know, I just can gravitate towards it. But I do got a lot of dog in me, too, that I tap into. And I thought what was dope about the Snoop DMX versus, if y'all didn't see it, was that dog aspect. You know what I'm saying? Snoop is always, you know, kind of was inspired by that energy. You know what I'm saying? Doggy style, hit us with that. Put us on to doggy style. I mean, people was fucking at doggy style. But and to Snoop really came with the album called Doggy Style and really, you know, really just made it pop off, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, okay, yeah, I want that doggy. I want to get it, you know, get it doggy style or whatever. But shout out to George Clinton, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he was the first with that atomic dog, that dog energy. And then DMX with that get at me dog, you know, he brought that New York flavor to the whole dog energy, you know what I'm saying, type shit. So I just thought it was a good versus for that. You know, DMX is not on Snoop's level at all, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Snoop is a street dude at heart. You know, DMX did have a street, what was that, 98? That was like his MVP year, basically, of the rap game when he had dropped both of his, both those hit albums in 1 year. Plus, he was in Belly, and Belly's a New York classic. So I thought that was just a dope versus for that, you know what I'm saying? And Snoop, what was dope about that, if you just look at Snoop's energy. You know, Snoop just been through wars, man, so he's just living life, man, and just enjoying himself. And to see him be so playful, but still keeping it crippin' at the same time was just phenomenal to be able to just walk that line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm playful, but I'm still crippin' at the same time. I just thought that was dope. And then DMX, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just good to see him, you know, get some shine again. Because DMX, you know, he brought some stuff to the game. And, you know, Swiss Beats probably parlayed that because, you know, Swiss Beats has always been DMX producer. So shout out to DMX. And then when he did Slippin', man, that was that was big, you know what I'm saying? And Snoop said, like, he's tapped into, like, some gangster kind of Holy Ghost, you know what I'm saying, when he did that Slipping. So so shout out. So that's kind of set the bar. And then, what, this past Thursday,
we had Rick Ross and 2 Chainz. Now that shit was a dope matchup too, but I'm gonna tell you how that went down if y'all didn't see it. So what's cool about that was, all right, so you got Rick Ross from Miami, you got 2 Chainz from Atlanta, and both of them got kind of similar swag, you know, that opulent swag. And I love how 2 Chainz was definitely able to kind of like reinvent himself. You know, of course, people might remember 2 Chainz as Titty Boy, who was basically Ludacris artist. But to see 2 Chainz musically become bigger than Ludacris has been, you know, like phenomenal to see, like his whole story or whatever. And it was just a dope matchup. So, you know, to put people on, if y'all didn't see it, it was kind of like they was both too cool for school at first. You know what I'm saying? Both of them was just cool as hell, like, you know. And then what's cool about the verses is, you know, once they get to start sipping and they start to loosen up. And so I was like, all right, this one was really like a boxing match. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you watch boxing, I know Smoke, you watch boxing, you know, styles make fights. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was an interesting matchup. So it went like this. So at first, I thought 2 Chainz might come with an upset on Rick Ross because when Rick Ross was just being real too cool and, you know, extra Don status, you know, just kind of chilling out, playing his hits, 2 Chainz broke up the monotony. And what he did was genius, because he was like, all right, you know, before he got into one of his songs, he was like, yo, I just want to you know, if you've ever been to Atlanta, you know, he went to Onyx and Magic City. He was like, I'm just going to say it. I think Atlanta got the best strip clubs. And then Ross was like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Miami, you got Rolex, that King of Diamonds. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, Miami got something to say too. But then, you know, what made it dope was 2 Chainz was like, you know, I just want to shout out to the true essential workers. And he had 2 strippers come out, man. They was, you know, popping it and twerking it. And then they had their mask on. It was dope. So at that point, I was like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, 2 Chainz hit Ross with, like, a nice uppercut and dropped him. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some boxing stuff. But then, you know, Ross had to gather himself. Like, okay, that shit was cool. That shit was dope. Because everybody, cause I was like, oh, shit. And 2 Chainz was coming with hits. Because, you know, 2 Chainz got some hits. But then my man Rick Ross, like a boxer, like a, just a smooth boxer, was like, okay, like some old Mayweather, like, okay, you got a nice one off on me, but let me get into my swag now. So my man Rick Ross, all of a sudden, he take his shirt off, you know what I'm saying? Rick Ross get the titties out, you know what I'm saying? And then he get a massage, you know what I'm saying? Got all loosened up, right? Got a couple more drinks in him. And then my man Ross started just coming with his catalog. And you know Ross' catalog is thick, thick, thick. So in the end, it was just Ross' catalog just outdid 2 Chainz. But 2 Chainz did the best he could, man. You know what I'm saying? The songs 2 Chainz picked out, his 20 songs was dope. But, you know, ain't too many people that could you know, go up against Ross. Because Ross got hits on hits on hits, classic albums on classic albums. And Ross was even saying, like, all right. So, you know, so Ross definitely, you know, if he was – it's a win for the culture. But if he was just, like, looking at it as a boxing match, Ross definitely – got the TKO at the end. But what was cool about it too, my man Ross was like, yo, you know, I had these 20 songs for 2 Chainz. He was like, whoever want to come with another verse, I got 20 more songs, 20 more hits I can come with. So I just thought it was dope, man. And then 2 Chainz premiered a new track that I think was extra fly. You know what I'm saying? He premiered his track. It's called Moneymaker featuring Lil Wayne. And what's dope about it, he's got the college band, and he's just shouting out the, you know, the HBCUs, you know, historic black colleges. And I'm just on that wave right now. I was talking about that last week, how the one Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, you know, donated the money. And I like that energy that's coming to the whole black college experience. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. That was pretty cool. Let me see. The other thing that we got in news is this on the sports report. I don't know how I feel about this, but I think it was kind of cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard about this, but The Rock, what's his name? Dwayne The Rock Johnson, former wrestler.
Yep.
So he bought the XFL. You know what I'm saying? He got it basically off the clearance rack. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
He bought a team.
What'd you say?
He bought a team.
Nah, he bought the league. Him and this other chick, they went on. He probably put the most money up. Nah,
he bought
what's
the
his
team.
Name? His ex-wife. No, he bought the league. Look it up. He bought the league, XFL. Not a team, the league. Nah, for $15 million. He bought it. He did it. He bought the league. Like I said, he got it on clearance because the shit folded up. After COVID hit, that shit was a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So all the people that had money into it, they were like, look, we want to get out of it. We're not going to bring it back next year. So anyway, he got off the clearance rack for the cheap, $15 million for the whole league or whatever. And his ex-wife, I think my wife is just telling me. So we'll see how that goes. Now, here's my take on it. That's when it comes to sports. In American sports, NFL is king. You know what I'm saying? You got NBA, but NFL is king when it comes to, like, American sports. And especially just comes to football. I mean, you got college football that's got a following. You know, you got the collegiate aspect. You got the boosters and the alumnus and stuff like that that's always going to support their college teams. And that's big business, too. But the NFL is the NFL. So the XFL, you know what I'm saying? It's you've had these leagues that kind of sparked up, you know, over the past few years. Even Trump, remember back in the day, I don't know if you remember, this is old school, early 80s, Trump even had his own football league for a second, the USFL. You know, Herschel Walker came from that league. This is old school. Steve Young came for that league. And, you know, a lot of people thought that's why Trump had an axe to grind with the whole kneeling and all that stuff, too, because he was trying to become an owner in the National Football League, and they always shut him out. You know what I'm saying? That billionaires boys club, that's the NFL, would not let Trump become an owner. So everybody always think that's an underlying aspect to why Trump goes so hard at the NFL, especially when it comes to the kneeling and all that aspect. But, so long story short, what's cool about it, you know, it's kind of, you know, he's a minority, you know. I mean, The Rock, he mixed or something, right? He got some black in him. So
black and strong.
Yeah, black and Samoan. So we're going to be, you know, to see a black-owned league is interesting. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I would have did it, you know what I'm saying? Even though, I mean, because I just think the NFL is just so big. It's hard to just kind of – it's not like they're competing, but, you know, you got to come – it's a spring league, you know what I'm saying? Like the XFL starts in the spring once the NFL is over. And then once you get into spring, you're going against the NBA and you got – baseball and you got all this other shit, the NFL is just, I mean, the football just seems like a winter sport. But anyway, I'm gonna keep my eye on it and see what happens. It'd be cool if they could, you know, get a wave and you know a minority owning a whole league and see if they can compete. But I still don't know if it was a good investment. But I'm happy that he did it. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what comes out of that. So shout out to that. Let's see here. What else we got? Tory Lanez, real quick on him. So he was officially deported back to Canada. So I don't know what the fuck's up with that. But yeah, Tory Lanez in Canada. And then
did we make it official?
I saw it on like Twitter or something like that. I saw like some headline, Tory Lanez gets deported. Well, see, I mean, but being deported to Canada, is that really being deported? It just seemed like that's so close. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is
his house is in fucking Canada. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. So I mean, Toronto is fucking basically an American city. So, and that's where he's from. So, yeah, we'll see how that happens. But the interesting, we see once again. I don't know if the fucking video that Megan shot with Cardi, if that was after the gunshot. But once again, we talked about this shit last week.
Hey, yeah, I got the video. Kylie Jenner in that bitch.
Yeah, then Kylie Jenner's in the video. So what the fuck, man? I don't know if this is a publicity stunt or whatever, because now, you know what I'm saying?
No, look, let me tell you something.
What happened?
First of all, I still want to know what kind of motherfucker got the ability to shoot you in both your feet.
Exactly. That's some old.
Like,
that's
if somebody had to hold you down, a motherfucker put one nigga had a gun to your head, like, don't move, bitch, I'm about to shoot you out of the pool.
Exactly. And now, and just like that, you got a hit song with Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Another hit song right after that. I don't know. It's just something don't add up, man. But more power to Megan, man. Like, I gotta give it to her, man. Just shout out to – I got to give – you know, just to, I guess, double back down to this whole – or circle back around to this whole WAP song. I got to give it up to Megan because she's been on fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, ever since last year, I remember you was talking about you had her mixtape and you was vibing to her, man. She really took off, man, and she continued. Her momentum is crazy, and then she had a little controversy with Tory Lanez, And it just seemed like that was Megan. That's just a bigger star. You know what I'm saying? I think she's on the cover of, don't nobody really read magazines no more, but she's on the cover of the Variety magazine. I saw that on Twitter. And then shout out to Cardi B. That's another person that I never thought, you know what I'm saying? When she was like on the Love and Hip Hop, I never thought she would be as big as she was. And like I said, I remember back in the day, me and my homeboy at this club in Brooklyn. I didn't even know who the fuck she was. And he was like, oh, yo, that's Cardi B. She like a fucking, you know, Instagram chick. You know what I'm saying? Look at her now. And, you know, just when I was counting around, I was like, all right, Cardi ain't came with nothing in a minute. She probably going to have to go back to Love and Hip Hop. Bam, here she goes. She got the biggest song out right now, and it's only been out for 3 days, her and Megan. So shout out to them, man. They both doing big things. And especially right now, too, because Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, she's pregnant, so she's falling back. And now it seems like it's their time now. It's really Megan and Cardi's time now. So, you know, people waiting to see if Cardi can follow back up with another hit album that she, you know, when she had the Bodak Yellow and that, what was the album called, Invasion of Privacy, that she had a few years ago to put her on the map. So now she's got a strong single, so you know the album's got to be coming pretty soon to keep that momentum going. So I was going to be eager to see, you know, what she can, you know, how she's going to come with the rest of the album when that gets ready to drop. And then speaking of more music news, shout out to Juelz Santana and, you know, Dipset, Cam, and Jim Jones and that whole vibe. But Juelz Santana was released out of prison a couple days ago. And rumor has it Meek Mill had something to do with it. You know, Meek Mill, ever since he had his, I guess, hiccups with the law, he's become like a real voice for, you know, prison reform and stuff like that. So rumor has it that he, you know, kind of helped out and, I guess, used his connections for Juelz, and Juelz got an early release date. So, you know, it seems like this prison reform is kind of working a little bit. That's another thing that, you know, Trump has been kind of, you know, he don't get a lot of hype about it, you know what I'm saying, because it's always fuck Trump. But I think that's something cool. Shout out to Kim Kardashian. I know she's a big role in that as far as this whole prison reform situation. So so shout out to that. I think that's I think that pretty much covers everything I had to talk about in the world famous chop up. RIP, I just saw this on Twitter right before I got on the show. Rest in peace to Kamala. I don't know, this is probably some just left field, but anybody that caught up with 80s wrestling, that used to keep up with 80s wrestling, you know, Hulk Hogan and WWF and that whole 80s vibe. Kamala, right, he was this big black dude, right? He was like a wrestler. He just died earlier today, I think. But he was like 70. I didn't even know he was that old. But he had his whole shtick was like straight like African tribal dude. I don't know if y'all remember him, but he was big, big black dude. He was ill, though. He used to come in and doing all this tribal shit and all this other shit. But I always thought it was dope. You know what I'm saying? It was like just different, but it was dope. It was like real African. But he passed away, unfortunately. So, you know, rest in peace to him. And I think that's it. Another thing, too, I don't really like to get into this whole gossipy type shit because, you know, I'm a music dude, man. So I just really, you know what I'm saying, unless it's something, like I said, the whole Tory Lanez, you know, when it's just something interesting like that, I might talk about that. But other than that, I don't really care about people's personal lives. But I will say this, man. Rumor has it.
Black Lives Matter.
I was going to say, rumor has it that Common and Tiffany Haddish is the item. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of interesting. Like, look. Huh?
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish made that shit official.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Yo, Common be bagging him a little something. You know what I'm saying? Common didn't have some joints.
Tiffany
you know
Haddish
saying?
Ain't nothing to be talking about bagging.
But nah, put that on your, you know, on your belt. You got Badu, Serena, Tiffany Haddish. You know what I'm saying? He got some bodies out there. So, shout out to Common, man. I'm a big fan of Common, man. Shout out to Common and that whole Chicago flavor. So that's pretty much it, man. That's the world famous chop up. That's all I really got. So shout out to everybody listening. Definitely be on the lookout for the retweet of the show if you missed it. Real Adult Talk, TAWK. That's the Twitter page. Definitely follow that. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Black, what you got? So take us on out of here. Last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. So another thing on the WAP video that was super duper funny. Kylie Jenner
what
is in the WAP video.
Yeah. What a
booty out. They had put a petition out to get her removed. They did not like the fact that Kylie Jenner was in this video. I seen the most hilarious shit this week. about Kylie Jenner, and they started a petition to remove her from the video. They like, out of all the people that could have been in this video, why would y'all put Kylie Jenner in this video?
I was wondering.
It was extremely, extremely funny. I also seen an interview with Cardi B, and she was basically saying that she does not have any beef with QC, and, you know, they always did right by her, and that the Migos didn't have beef with QC either. It was the attorney that they had issue with. And she really cleared the air about that, you know, because people was trying to make it seem like, you know, why the City Girls wasn't supporting. You know, everybody want to make everything an issue. So they tried to say the City Girls was not supporting Cardi B's new song and Cardi B support them. But, you know, they let it be known that, you know, it wasn't nothing in particular. It's like, you know, we're going to do it on our time. You know, y'all ain't going to pressure us into doing nothing. So, you know, that was that little gossip that they had going on there. Moneybagg Yo sent out an interesting tweet as saying, pregnant pussy is the best pussy. So everybody want to speculate, like, you know, trying to figure out if Ari's pregnant. And so on and so forth. And, you know, she hasn't said anything yet in reference to that. But he has been hitting around to being married. The next time he have a child, he's going to get married. He love him some Ari to the core. that's just that on that.
Man, I love me some,
I don't know what
pussy
Ari did to him, but she doing it.
She gave him some pregnant pussy. That's what he did. I love you, pregnant pussy.
That's smooth. You definitely do, man. That's
I do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I mean, you got to get back into it and find your power and get your grind, and do what it is that you're doing. And that's just that, you know. So salute to that. Let me see. What else has been going on in the gossip world? This week I've been really kind of MIA because I was just on some other stuff this week, so I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to the blogs. I'm not going to lie. Still a lot of things in rotation in reference to shout-out to Donald Trump for signing an executive order for the eviction, to cease evictions, to stop student loan payments, and do payroll tax, and then he did the unemployment. Now, of course, the Democrats are going to, you know, fight it and try to take him to court for it. People got to understand he can do three of the four. He can do an executive order on all but the unemployment benefits. People don't get mad at Donald Trump if the Democrats are fighting against that of y'all getting money for the right now. So, you know, put your anger in the right place. But three of the four can stand, and they cannot change those. So basically, everybody is still protected from eviction through the end of the year. If your if where you live at gets any type of funds, loan, a federal loan, you are still secure until the end of the year. Keep in mind that they are updating their website, and once they update the website is basically going to, you're going to be able to go onto the government's website and put in the name of the apartment or where you live, and it'll tell you if they actually get funding from the government. They do have other policies that fell into place while they were waiting on the White House to come through and do what they were doing. So basically, now you are secure to the end of the year, really without being, you know, evicted due to the situation that's going on. So please know your rights and check on that. There has not been any updates on the stimulus checks. So that's a whole nother story. May or may not come, but just hang in there. You know, everything is going to be okay. It's a lot of people that's hiring right now. So the problem is not the economy. Trust and believe. The prices are going up on everything because people are shopping. So how about go get a job? It's a lot of work from home jobs. Put it to good use. And, you know, let's do what we got to do. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. Make sure you check out my website so you can find my social medias there in one place, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com, okay? Mobians, take it away.
So I'm going to definitely try to do the show next week, but I'll be on location. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try, because that'll be interesting if I can do it while on location. You know what I'm saying? Wherever I'm going to be next Sunday. yeah, it's going to be dope. So if I can do it, man, I'm going to try my best to make it happen. But definitely, anybody, same times next week. Shout out to Black with the Topic. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. And we'll see everybody
Ten seconds. So yeah, guys, hit me up. 10 seconds. Hit me up with some topics that we gonna do for next week. I might be holding the show down by myself, but it's all good. Y'all know we do what we do. I haven't held the show down in years by myself,
right?
So
yeah,
I'm gonna see if I can do it. Y'all know me. I'm probably gonna have somebody on the show fucking off anyways. Good night.
Exactly. All right. Peace. 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 Everybody.